Good morning. You're listening to 88.7 WHCL-FM, Clinton, New York. And in the studio with me, I have the producer of Drill Baby Drill, Odile, and the director, Lek. And your film will be showing the American premiere this, what's it going to be, this the Saturday the 16th.
Right.
Which and that'll be at 4 o'clock p.m., $5 admission.
At the Uptown.
At the Uptown Theater, Utica, New York. So tell us a little bit about the film.
Ooh, the film. Excuse my voice. I just got in from France and have a little laryngitis. The film is about, I mean, it's about fracking. It's about fracking in Poland, the beginning of fracking in Poland. And I'm using the short sort of term for this big industry, and let's call it fracking for now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the beginning of this what the industry is doing in Poland, and about what's going on in Pennsylvania right now. So the film, it was shot in two locations, in Pennsylvania and in Poland.
And what was the
main story takes place in Poland. It's about a group of small farmers. Small farmers who have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres, and a few larger farmers who've got together in a village because Chevron wants to build a gas well in their village.
And what's the time frame of this? When was it shot?
This was shot exactly 1 year ago, next week.
Okay.
And it was shot, I started shooting then, and then after that I shot until August. We did the editing, and we had our first with a TV premiere in France and Germany in the end of January.
Yeah, it's co-produced with a French-German public TV called Arte.
Mm-hmm.
So it was screened on January 29, both simultaneously in France and in Germany in prime time screening.
Mm. And how was the reception there?
It was great. We got one of the best ratings of the year. And a lot, it was a debate after, so
a live debate and
live
television.
Debate, and you could chat online, and the chat part was also live, so it was very successful. A lot of response from the audience, interest, discoveries, because a lot of people had no idea what shale gas exploitation really is. They had little ideas because they hear about it in some place where they are confronted to it, but they had no idea what it was. So it just made them, it was like an explanation of what it really is, and the whole environmental aspect of it, which most of the people don't know. They just hear that in America it's such a great thing, creating jobs, being independent, but all the other side is completely forgotten in the communication from the big corporations, so they actually get to see it.
Yes, they get to see the other part of it.
And, you could see it on the internet in Europe, but most of the people, they don't really go and look for it. So on primetime TV, suddenly they realize it exists, and, they see it.
This was the first time this was presented on primetime television in Europe. And this was actually the first film about fracking in Europe. I know there's one that's been made here in the States. And, of course, they have the fiction film that was made recently that came out. What was the name of it?
Promised Land, yes.
But this is... The important thing about this film is that when I began shooting this film, I knew nothing about fracking because I discovered it while making another film about the plight of small farmers in Europe.
Hmm.
And specifically in Poland, and because farmers are dealing with multinational corporations coming into their sort of reality, as it were, and sort of making life very difficult for them, and a lot of them are going out of business, they're selling out, and one of the problems that now farmers are encountering, or dealing with, is fracking, as companies like Chevron coming on their land and wanting to lease their land, et cetera, et cetera. And in Poland, it's a real big problem because in the United States, specifically in Pennsylvania, where I spend a lot of time, you have highways, you have an infrastructure there, so it's not so difficult for these big companies to come in and start doing their operations. But in a country like Poland, especially in the eastern part of Poland, the roads are very fragile. The fields are very fragile. There is no big infrastructure for industrial kind of activity. And this is what it is. It's big industrial activity that comes in and really takes over an area and destroys the roads and destroys a lot of things that are very important to farmers. And once those things are destroyed, it's very hard to get them back. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like it's virgin territory, essentially.
Did you have trouble getting it onto television?
No, not at all.
What happened was I made another film, and the commissioning editor from Arte saw part of it, and he heard that I was in Poland making that film, and he called me, and he asked me to make this film for him, and I didn't have much time. The difficult thing with television, especially primetime television, both in Europe and in the United States, is that there's a lot of censorship. They're afraid to really come up against the multinational corporations. So we had a little bit of friction that way, but they gave me carte blanche. At the end, in the beginning, the film was supposed to be 1 hour long. Then they agreed to 75 minutes. And then when they brought the film in, about a month before it was supposed to air, it turned out to be 84 minutes, and they let it go. And they just made the time on television to show this.
Excellent.
Which was really great.
Mm-hmm. And so what was the, how do you connect Poland and Pennsylvania in the film?
Well, it's actually quite simple. I mean, in terms of storytelling, it's a bit more complicated. When you see the film, you'll understand it. But in terms of the structure, you have to understand this, that in Poland, these farmers never, ever encountered anything to do with fracking or any kind of drilling on this scale. So they were real virgins. And in the United States, in Pennsylvania, this has been going on for many years now. So in Pennsylvania, in a way, Pennsylvania, where we shot in Pennsylvania, is kind of like the test tube. It's that where a lot of things have happened. And now people around the world are looking at what happened there over the last 5 or 6 years, and they see the results of what happens when they drill for this gas. And so in the film, you're cutting back, and I'm cutting back and forth between the story that's taking place in Poland with some specific farmers, and with examples of what they're going to be dealing with if they allow the fracking to happen in their country.
Mm-hmm. And so did they begin fracking in Poland, and then the farmers got upset, or they got upset before it even started?
We were just testing there.
Oh, I
so
see.
So the fracking has not really begun. It's just exploration and test fracking. But it will be in 2014, the fracking.
The first fracking,
it
first wells.
It takes a while to get the whole infrastructure, find the right place to drill, so they do the vibration to test.
Seismic testing?
Seismic testing, exactly. I was looking for the word. So seismic testing to figure out where to drill, and then they study the underground, and then they figure out where they're going to drill, they make the deals, they build the thing, the whole gas well, so it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in some place they thought there was a lot, and then there is not. So they are learning as they are doing it.
Well, the difficulty is that the government in Poland wants this business, because they're looking at it as a way to two things: to make money, to have gas, and to come up against Russia, which is where they import a lot of their gas from. But these arguments that the government has are really challenged by what the reality is when the companies start to frack. So they're in a way, Poland is, and this is not proven yet, but they say that Poland has more shale gas than any other country in Europe. And perhaps France is in second place. But these figures and these estimates keep changing almost monthly, and this has been going on for a few years. And one of the reasons for that is because the corporate industry is so secretive, and it's very hard to know exactly what's true. And this is what the farmers had to deal with when they were fighting against them. They really didn't know. They had to learn on their own and on the internet. Of course, a lot of the things that are on their internet are in English. And so over the course of a year or two, a lot of things then have been translated into Polish, and people have been learning about what's going on in the States, et cetera. So they've put together sort of like an underground library of information that they did for themselves, because they are not getting any help from the government and from any real, like, big agencies that could help them, including in environmental agencies.
They're also saying that it will create a lot of jobs, but I mean, we interviewed some minister who actually said it will create jobs for 2 or 3 years. And the jobs that are created are not very interesting jobs. They are like guards, you know, because all the important jobs, it's Americans who come in Poland to work there. So, you know, it's not a lot of job, because even in America, they find out that the reality is not what they claim it is. So it's a few jobs for a few years, and then, you know, maybe your water is, you know, you cannot drink it for the rest of your life. It's just not worth it, you know. I think, I mean, we have to figure out what the priority is. Is it the environment, or is it, you know, like a few years of fossil fuel energy that we know anyway it's over, you know, it's only for a few more years. So I think the whole thing is to think differently and to try to invest in renewable energy. And all this money that's going in the drilling business is not going in research for other alternative energies. And I think, in my opinion at least, it's a mistake. I think we have to stop this nonsense and go in another direction now.
The interesting thing about that is that before the fracking thing came on the horizon, there was a lot of experimenting being done for alternative energy in Poland and in Europe. And a lot of that has sort of stopped right now.
Hmm.
Or that money, because there's a financial crisis, there's a lot of other issues that are involved in this whole picture that are taking money away from that. And they are looking at this as this sort of the golden egg for the next, you know, 20 years or whatever, you know.
Well, we've run out of time, but I'd love to talk to you both more about this. Again, for our listeners out there, if you want to see this film, the American premiere is March the 16th, 4 o'clock p.m., the Uptown Theater. That's $5 admission. And come see for yourself. There'll be a discussion.
Yeah,
you will
Q&A.
Both, you'll
yeah.
be both be there for yeah. the Q&A.
And people coming from Pennsylvania to talk about it, too.
Who are in the film, yeah.
Who are in the film and others. And it's you know, it's really to inform the public.
Hmm.
Because New York State is facing this potential
problem.
Crisis.
And one last question. Has France banned the hydrofracking?
Yeah, for now it's banned, yeah.
Very good. Thank you both.
But we don't know up to when.
Thank you both for being guests, and I'd love to talk to you more again.
My pleasure.